Steve Bell used to be the guy who read the news on Good Morning America back when David Hartman was the star. For the last few years, he's been co-anchoring the news for the local NBC affiliate in Philadelphia. And starting this week on PBS, Bell adds to his resume by becoming the anchor of a new and very unusual TV series.
These Muslim warriors are on the verge of a stunning victory in their jihad, their holy war against the Christians in Palestine. Hundreds of Christian troops lie dead or wounded after a last-ditch attempt to defend the city of Jerusalem.
Jerusalem's the kingdom. We don't have any chance but to keep on fighting.
The Muslim leader is now threatening the city's residents with a bloodbath.
No terms. I must have unconditional surrender.
It's October the 2nd, 1187, and this is Timeline.
Here's the deal. Each episode of Timeline is set in a specific and very important moment in history. The show uses actors, lots of extras, and foreign locations to recreate these moments in time. Then it has other actors portraying news reporters who send their live reports back to an anchorman, who is played by an anchorman. The goal is to bring history to life, and the obvious inspiration is You Are There, which did much the same thing, on radio in the 40s and on CBS television with Walter Cronkite in the mid-50s. But let's face it, to the current generation of TV viewers, the mid-50s may as well be the Middle Ages. And though similar shows have been produced for years for use by public school systems, Timeline quickly establishes itself as the leader of the pack. It's a co-production of several countries, including Turkey, Spain, and England, as well as America. Timeline spends more money, pays more attention to detail, and, best of all, patterns itself after ABC's Nightline. Each episode includes breaking news reports from the field, background events clearly labeled as file footage, and even live satellite interviews with prominent leaders and experts.
Joining us now from the Hotel Dia Hospital in Paris is the royal surgeon, Guy de Chauliac. Doctor, to put it bluntly, why can't you stop the plague?
To be equally blunt, only God knows how. And he has not yet chosen to reveal his holy will to us mortals. I pray he will do so soon. Classical theory says that if the body's humor are balanced, patients in good health. If they are out of balance, sickness results and treatment should be given according to the ancient text.
Timeline walks that thin line between intriguing and silly, but the series does four things that keep it from becoming a live-action version of Sherman and Mr. Peabody. One, the actors are surprisingly good. My favorite is Fran Dorn, who plays TV reporter Sibileto of Zimbabwe. Two, the visual images downplay the anachronisms. Reporters are dressed in period garb and never carry microphones or wear headsets. Three, each show has so much interesting information that the facts ultimately upstage the TV make-believe. And four, the obvious morals, lessons, and parallels are saved until the very end so that viewers can spend the rest of the show thinking for themselves.